Kayo ay nakikinig ng mensahe mula sa ICS Church. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, mag-online at bisitahin ang ics.church o ilike kami sa facebook.com/icschurch.
Good morning! Praise God! Praise God! Tayo po ba ay naniniwala na ang ating Diyos ay karapat-dapat na purihin? Palakpakan po natin ang ating Panginoon. To those of you who are watching online, press like. Again, I am Sam, one of the pastors here in ICS. Thank you so much, Pastor Chad, for your leadership. As we conclude our theme, Me, You, We. Parang Chinese lang, ano? Me, You, We. Relationships built to last. Let me share to you the title today. The title today is The Third Strand. The Third Strand. The relationships, or our relationships, are made for eternity. Our relationships are made for eternity. Kagaya po ng ating pastor at siguro karamihan sa atin dito ay lumaki din sa Sunday school. At doon sa Sunday school, may natutunan po akong simpleng kanta rin. Oh, ginagaya ko lang ang ating butihing pastor. At ito po yung sinabi ng kanta. I'm here because you're here, because we're here, because God's here. May action pa nga daw yan eh. May action daw yan. I'm here because you're here, because we're here, because God's here. I'm here because you're here, because we're here, because God's here. Praise God! A simple song that has a very, very strong foundation when it comes to relationships. If you agree, say amen. To those who are watching online, press like, or heart. When you speak about a family or the doctrine of the church, this wonderful song, a very basic song, speaks of that truth. So this morning, I would like to share to us God's word that is found in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 to verse 12. It says here, two are better than one because they have a good return for their work. If one falls down, his friend can help him up. But pity the man who falls and has no one to help him up. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Verse 12. Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. The author of this poetic book is the King Solomon himself. At binanggit po dito sa book na ito ay yung struggle ng sangkatauhan ng bawat isa for meaning. Alam natin yan, binanggit niya doon that human beings have the capacity to create great entertainment as a means of joy. Nabanggit din po dito that man has the ability to acquire wisdom and knowledge. Pinanggit din po dito that we also have the power to acquire great wealth. Pero ang sabi ng pinakamatalinong tao sa buong mundo, ang sabi ni King Solomon, all these things means nothing. Itong lahat ng ito ay walang kabuluhan. Itong lahat ng ito ay walang kahulugan. Ang sinabi po niya, it is just chasing after the wind. It is all vanity. So ipinapakita po dito na tayong lahat ay may pangangailangan. We have needs. May pangangailangan ng bawat isa. At siguro lahat tayo ay familiar sa theory na ito ni Abraham Maslow, 1943, early 40s, ang sinabi po niya na ang tao daw po ay may pangangailangan at ang pangangailangan ng tao ay hindi lamang food, clothing, and shelter to keep you warm. Food, clothing, shelter to give you, you know, the need for your physiological needs, yung body need natin, needs ng ating mga katawan. Binanggit po doon na yung lahat daw po nagmo-motivate sa atin is yung desire natin for survival. At sinabi po ng theory na ito, kapag hindi daw ma-meet ang need na ito, ay magkakaroon ng problema yung pag-function ng ating katawan. And probably, we all agree to that. Pero ang binanggit po dito at ipinapakita dito sa theory na ito, sa hierarchy of needs na ito, ay umaangat daw po ito kapag ma-meet ang certain na pangangailangan na iyan. At aangat daw po at may kasunod na pangangailangan at ang sinasabi po dito ay yung tinatawag nating psychological needs. The needs for safety and the needs for belongingness and love. May pangangailangan daw po ang bawat isa. At ito daw po yung pag-ibig. At ito daw yung belongingness. Ito daw pong ma-plug in tayo sa isang community. Binanggit po dito sa hierarchy na ito. Of course, nag-end ang hierarchy nito sa pinakataas at sinabi niya, self-actualization. At yun daw pong pinaka-fulfilled. Pero dito po sa Ecclesiastes, sinabi po dito that it's not about your fulfillment as a person, but it is the Lord. God, we all need God. He is the third strand that makes us strong. Can I hear amen to that? Amen. To those of you who are watching online, amen. Press like. So my needs. So itong hierarchy na ito, may mga critics din po ito. Ang ibang mga critics, ang sinabi po nila na kapag pagdating ng needs daw, hindi naman pwedeng i-hierarchy mo ang needs. O ang sabi din po ng ibang critics ng ano na ito, yung hierarchy framework ni Abraham Maslow, mahirap daw i-measure itong theory na ito. This morning, I would like us to hear what the Lord is telling us. Ang sinasabi po ng Panginoon that He created us to be with God's family because this is what eternity is all about. Let me say that again. Tayo po ay nilikha ng Diyos upang po tayo ay ma-plug in sa pamilya ng Panginoon dahil po yun ang design ng Panginoon sa atin for all eternity. Praise God! So kung tayo po iniisip natin na pwede na, tinanggap ko na si Jesus as my Lord and personal Savior, it will not end there. Umpisa pa lang po yan. Dahil po, kung meron tayong dapat alalahanin sa umagang ito, ito po yun, that God's eternal purpose is for us to be plugged in into the family. Why? Bakit po kaya? Because ang sabi nga po sa mga ano, sa isa sa mga ancient na mga writings when it comes to theology, Talmud po, ito yung Jewish religious text, sinabi din po nila, a man without companions is like the left hand without the right. So we really need each other. Kailangan po natin ang bawat isa. Bilang tao, kailangan natin ang Diyos at kailangan natin ang bawat isa. At sinasabi nga po na ito po yung eternal design ng Diyos sa atin. Bakit po? When we are together, we become stronger. We become stronger when we are together. Mas layo, lalo po tayong lumalakas kapag tayo po ay sama-sama. Ayun po, Jesus acknowledges this. Hindi lamang sa Old Testament na binanggit po ni King Solomon na two are better than one because they have a good return for their work. Pero mo, nakikita na ni Solomon dati pa lamang na pagsama-sama ang bawat isa, mas lalong dumoble daw po ang resulta nito. Ang sabi ng ating Panginoon naman, at ina-acknowledge niya ang kapangyarihan kapag tayo daw po ay nagkakaisa. Sinabi niya dito sa Matthew chapter 18 verse 20, "For where two or three come together in my name, there I am with them." Yes, totoo po yun. Napakasaya kapag tayo po ay lumapit sa Panginoon, nakikipagniig sa Panginoon, nanalangin sa Panginoon, at taus-pusong tumatawag sa Panginoon. Pero ang sinabi ng ating Panginoon, mas matindi pa ang naging resulta, ang maging resulta kapag tayo ay sama-samang nananalangin. Hallelujah! Ibang klase na po kapag sama-sama. Sa panahon na ito po na merong season po ng social distancing at limited ang face-to-face gatherings, we can be creative to, you know, to connect to each other and fulfill what Christ is telling us. Meron po tayong araw-araw na prayer stream so that we can connect to the Lord together and agree in prayer. Ganun po katindi. Ayun po. Si Merriam-Webster, may binanggit siya ditong synergism. Kasi po, yung old church fathers po natin, nakapaglikha po sila ng salita. Ito yung tinatawag na synergos. Or sa Latin, synergia. Ang ibig daw pong sabihin nito is conditions such that the total effect is greater than the sum of the individual effects. So ibig sabihin po, kapag nagsasama-sama, nagkakaroon po ng synergism. Tinitingnan ko po yung mga research sa Google, naghahanap ko ng mga research, and it has been proven, hindi lamang sa laboratory, pati na rin po sa organizational behavior. Kapag may coherence, kapag may pagkakaisa, matindi daw po ang naging resulta. Hindi addition, hindi 1 plus 1 equals 2. Ang sabi daw po, 1 plus 1 equals 3. Diba? Kapag synergism, mali ang mathematics. Yun ang sinasabi. Because it is very powerful and the Lord Himself acknowledged, you know, the power of being together. When? Kapag po nagkakaisa. I remember the story of Gideon. Nagkaroon po ng struggle ang mga Israelites sa Judges chapter 7. Binanggit ng Panginoon, sige, harapin nyo na yung Midians. At napansin nila ang sinabi po doon sa opening ng Judges chapter 7 sa verse 1. Binanggit po doon, hindi po kayang bilangin ang mga kalaban. Kasing dami daw ng locusts. Sobrang dami. Later on, sa later part ng chapter 7, binanggit doon kung ilan lahat sila. 120,000. 120,000. Ang tindi, ano? Pero nung sinabihan si Gideon ng Panginoon, "Gideon, bring your people," nakita ng Diyos, ang sabi ng Lord, sobrang dami nyo. Ano pala ang number nila? Ang number nila is 32,000. 32,000 against 120,000, ang sabi ng Panginoon, sobrang dami nyo. Bawasan mo ng konti, Gideon. So ang sabi ni Gideon, sino yung mga takot dito? Ang nawala po agad, 22,000. Mali ba mathematics ko? 32,000. Ang nawala, 22,000. So ano ang remainder? The remainder is 10,000. Ang sabi ng Panginoon, "Gideon, sobrang dami niyan. Kasi baka magmamayabang. Magmamayabang kayo kapag natalo niyo yung kalaban." Ang sabi ng Panginoon, "Sige, salain mo pa. Dalhin niyo po doon sa brook. Dalhin niyo po doon sa sapa." To make the long story short, 300 na lang. 300 na lang ang natira. Thank you so much, Direk. Ang tindi, no? Pero ganun ang power ng sama-sama na nagkakaisa. Synergism. We become stronger together. We become, you know, we produce more results when we are together. Kaya, ang lagi nating sinasabi, the Lord is enthroned in the praises of His people. Yung King James po, the Lord inhabits the praises of His people. The Hebrew word for that speaks of dwelling. When we come together, worshiping the Lord, exalting the Lord, The Lord lives, resides, dwells in the midst of them. Kaya ganun na lang ka-power, ganun na lang ka-powerful ang binanggit ng Panginoon, that if you gather together, I am there in the midst of them, because the Lord sees that, the Lord honors that. Sabi ni Henry Ford, kilala na po natin si Henry Ford, siya po yung may idea, nag-imbento po ng unang sasakyan. Sabi dito, coming together is the beginning. Keeping together is progress. And working together is a success. Amen? Praise God. Praise God. Ito, siguro na-encounter na rin natin ito, kagaya ng kanina. If you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, go together. Amen. Dito sa church, may isang kasamahan tayo dito na pastor. Ayaw talagang mag-jogging na siya lang. Nauunawaan ko, because he felt that need to have a companion. Praise God. Praise God. Diba? May tumatawa dito sa bandang kaliwa ako. Sumukhang nakaka-relate. Ang isa po sa kasamahan natin na pastoral staff, itatali niya. Iwan ko yung isa dito, no? So again, God's eternal plan for us is to be connected to God's family, because we become stronger together. Not only that, but we also fulfill Christ's great commandment. Intindi, no? When we are connected to God's family, we fulfill Christ's great commandment. Hindi lang stronger together, but Christ's great commandment. Ano bang sinabi ng great commandment ni Lord? Makikita po natin yan. To those of you who are watching, you will see this in Luke chapter 10, verse 27 to 32. Ang sabi dito, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. We fulfill this commandment of the Lord when we plug ourselves to God's family. Basahin natin. Ang sabi dito, kasi kadalasan natin naririnig ito is pag may kasalan. Pero yung Poetic Book of Wisdom, kahit po one verse stands alone, mukhang itong section na to hindi lamang sa pag-aasawa ang pinag-uusapan. It's about our companionship and our relationship with others. At binanggit dito, if one falls down, his friend, relationship as a friend, his friend can help him up, but pity the man who falls and no one to help him up. Also, if two lie down together, ito sa mag-asawa, no? They will keep warm, but how can one keep warm alone? Meron pong study. At yung study na ito, itong sudden infant death syndrome, yung mga batang maliliit, namamatay na lang bigla, may maraming causes yan. At isa sa mga cause daw niyan, according to the research ng mga expert po, ay yung ito, touch. Napaka-importante daw po ng touch. Ang sabi dito, skin to skin time in the first hour after birth helps regulate baby's temperature, heart rate, and breathing, and helps them cry less. It also increases mother's relaxation hormone. Walang makapag-explain nito, pero yung duration ng first year daw ng baby, dapat daw yung contact na yon, yung bonding na yon with parents, dapat dinidevelop yan. Kasi later on sa stage, naghahanap na naman daw yon ng ibang need ang baby. Grabe, no? Kahit sa baby, sinasabi po ito. And science could not explain it. Hindi kayang explain ng science ito. Ang sinabi po dito, when there is a skin-to-skin experience with parents and baby, it speeds up the development of children. Ganun katindi. At hindi lamang po yun, it also allows the children to be ready to face the reality of the outside world. Maraming factors po ang research, pero ito lang po yung kinuha ko po, because it really speaks something that we really need connections. We really need someone for us to survive. We all know that in this season of pandemic, we have been locked down. Even people survived with their daily needs. Kung paano tayo sinustain ng Panginoon, mas marami ang nalulungkot at marami ang nadidepress. Why? Because of connection. Away from the family, away from friends, and away from the community. And it is so hard. Sa panahon na ito po, we are not, we know that it is time for social distancing and the no-touch policy. But we can be creative. Amen. We can be creative. We can, ang sabi nga ng mga ano dito, ang mga suggestion, posting pictures of fun memories together. Ang ibig niya sabihin, social media. We can use social media for connection. Ang iba pa mga suggestion dito, calling friends. Talk about life. Or dito sa church, we have circles. We have circles. Again, when we are plugged in to the family of God, hindi lang tayo lumalakas dahil sama-sama po tayo. Pero tayo po ay nagfufulfill, tinutupad po natin ang utos ng ating Panginoon. I remember one Barney song, si CZK, may Barney CD yan siya. At ang sinabi doon sa pinaka-opening ng Barney, what makes... kalimutan ko. Okay, ito yun. What makes the flower so pretty? And how does it brightens my day? I think the flower is most beautiful when it is given away, away, when it is given away. See, sharing, lagi nating sinasabi, sharing is caring. Kapag may mga victories po tayo at kinikimkim lang natin, mukhang yung ating mga victories po ay ano, hindi victory, mukhang defeat, because no one, wala tayong taong napagbabahagian nitong ating victory. Di ba nakakalungkot? Dati nung binata pa ako, pupunta sa iba't ibang mga lugar at na nakikita ko, wow, ang ganda, wow, ang ganda. Pero wala akong kasama upang ma-appreciate namin together. Kaya, wow, namumultiply ang experience when we create memories with people. Likewise, as believers, it is very important to have someone. Ang sinabi nga po dito, sa 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 34, praise be to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort. Say that with me. We can comfort. To those who are watching, type, we can comfort. We can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. We are designed by God to share our victories to others. We are designed by God to also encourage others, because no man in an island. We cannot live alone. We fulfill Christ's great commission when, you know, we plug ourselves into community. We fulfill Christ's great commission when we love each other, because it is an attractive witness. When we fail, somebody could raise us up. We can comfort others. At ang sabi ng Panginoon, Panginoong Hesus Kristo, John 13, verse 34, a new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, because you love one another. We here in ICS, we love one another. Amen. Amen. To those of you who are watching, mga senior citizens natin dyan, if you are new, we love each other. And you are welcome to join us. To those of you who are new here, you are welcome in this church. Why? Because this is God's eternal purpose for us. Every time we plug ourselves into God's community, we become stronger. Every time we plug into God's family, we fulfill Christ's great commission. Every time we plug ourselves into God's family, it is about eternity. We are connected in Christ and to each other for eternity. These relationships are built for eternity. This relationship is built to last. And I like this. Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. Two person is something. Sabi ni Solomon, it is something when you have companion. But it says here, a cord of three strands is not quickly broken. And it speaks of our God. It speaks of Jesus, who is the center of all our relationships. Amen. Rabbi, it says here, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14 and 16, for Christ himself has brought peace to us. He united Jews and Gentiles, tayo Gentiles, into one people when, in his own body on the cross, he broke down the wall of hostility that separated us. A very, very powerful theology that because of Christ connected us to God. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. But not only that, the Lord Jesus did not stop there. He connected us back to each other, Jews or Gentile, so that we will be one in Him. Therefore, as one body, say that with me, one body, isang katawan, Christ reconciled both groups to God by means of His death on the cross, and our hostility, grabe no? Hostility towards each other was put to death. Kung hindi tayo marunong magpatawad, kung hindi tayo marunong magparaya, kung hindi po tayo marunong umintindi, paano po tayo magsasama-sama sa langit? Kung ganun, kung ayaw nating tanggapin ang kanyang personalidad dahil iba po ang pinagmumulan niya kaysa pinagmumulan natin, may mga pinagkakaiba po talaga. Pero sa Panginoon, sinabi na lahat ng iyon, wala na. It has been put to death by Christ on the cross. No more hostility. Amen. We need to learn to accept each other because this relationship is built to last. Mamaya na lang yan. The church fathers po, nag-mention sila that God is love. God is love. Dahil daw, if you don't know God, you do not know how to love. And if you are saying, again, Sunday school song din yan. Kaya napaka-importante po, napasamahin niyo po yung mga bata sa kids' jam. Yourself, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God. Ibig sabihin po, if you know how to love, you are sons of God. If you don't know how to love, even if you are saying you know God, you don't know God. Yun ang sinasabi, God is love. And God, in His overwhelming love, He is perfect in unity because God is a perfect community. Nahihirapan sila sa mystery na yan because God is a mystery. Kaya mga church fathers, nakapag-come up na naman sila ng Greek word. At yung Greek word na ron is, Greek word na iyon is perichoresis. Perichoresis. Complete harmony. A kind of perfect unity. Loving. Indwelling. Or it can mean a dance. A divine dance of a perfect love for all eternity. God is looking for a perfect unity because the triune God Himself, the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is perfect in community. He created us. His love overwhelms, and He created man for us to have relationship with Him. We are capable of having relationship with God and having relationship with each other. A perfect harmony. Yun lang ang nagagawa ng mga church father, nakapag-create sila ng Greek word that means divine dance, a perfect love for all eternity. The Lord wants to dance with you. The Lord wants to embrace you. Footprints in the sand. The Lord carries you. Sabi ng ano, nag-narrate, sabi niya, Lord, paano yun? Isa na lang yung footprints sa ano, sa sand. Kasi nung first is dalawa, ngayon isa na lang. Kasi sabi ng Panginoon, magkakasama kasi tayo. Ngayon, may gulo, or may troubles, or may crisis, my son, I am carrying you. The Lord wants us to be united with Him. Because we are united in Christ, and united with Him for all eternity. As I end, God created us to be with God's family. Because this is what eternity is all about. How can we leave heaven if we don't know how to love now? If we do not plug ourselves in to the community, to the church, to our circles. ICS Church that connect to those of you who are watching online. Why? Because the Lord loves you. You are not alone in your journey of life. Hindi po kayo nag-iisa. God is telling you to stop your life's journey alone. Dahil nais po ng Panginoon, samahan po tayo. The church is there. Ang sabi po ni Saint Augustine, the church is not a hotel for saints, but it is a hospital for sinners. God created you to be strong. Like an arrow, a single arrow can be broken. But if it's a bundle of arrows, it is impossible to be broken. Come to the Lord and reconcile with God, because it brings reconciliation on others. Let me show this one. In Genesis, it shows that our relationship with God has been broken. Our relationship with God has been broken, and our relationship with each other has been broken. The moment that Adam and Eve saw their failure, they were naked and they were so ashamed. So, they begin to hide themselves. Tinatago na nila yung sarili nila. Kaya, sanay tayo na nahihiya. Sa Panginoon po, wala tayong hiya. Bakit po? Because Christ reconciled us back to Himself. Christ bridged us to God, and Christ put to death the hostility toward each other. My friend, if you don't have Christ, you need Him today. Maybe you're asking questions, nagtatanong po kayo, malungkot ako, nadidepress ako, ano kayang solusyon nito? Ang sabi po dito sa Ecclesiastes, He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the hearts of men. He put eternity in our lives. Maybe walang eternity po yung puso natin. And what is eternal life? Eternal life is in Jesus. You need Jesus. And if you are desperately looking for meaning and purpose in your life, if you are watching, and to those of you who are here, accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior.
Nawa kayo ay napagpala ng mensaheng ito. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, mag-online at bisitahin ang ICS.Church o ilike kami sa facebook.com/ICS Church.